Chapter 24 Property Management. Property management is a specialty within the real estate profession. Many states require persons who manage real estate on behalf of other persons or entities to be licensed as real estate brokers. Other states license such persons specifically as property managers. Real estate firms that handle the sale of commercial and investment properties are in a natural position to manage those properties for their owners. Some property managers work for firms that manage multiple properties under blanket management contracts. Others are independent agents. Some are employees of the owner. They generally fall into one of the following categories. Individual property manager. Usually a real estate broker who manages properties for one or more owners may belong to a small property management firm devoted to full-time property management, be self-employed, or be one of several managers in a large real estate firm. Individual building manager. Usually manages a single large property, may be employed by a property manager or directly by an owner, may or may not have a real estate license. Resident manager. Lives on the property and may be employed by a real estate broker, a managing agent, or an owner to manage a property on a part-time or full-time basis. May be required by state law for properties of certain types and sizes. A manager has a fiduciary relationship with the principal, and in general, is charged with producing the greatest possible net return on the owner's investment, while safeguarding the value of the investment for the owner or investor. At the same time, the manager has some responsibilities to tenants who want the best value and the best space for their money. Professional managers are therefore much more than rent collectors. They need technical expertise in marketing, accounting, finance, and construction. Property managers often specialize in one type of property: apartment, office, retail, industrial, farm, single family, and acquire specialized knowledge of that property type. Whatever the property type and management arrangement, the manager's work involves leasing, managing, marketing, and maintaining the property. The services a manager provides thus can be seen to fall into three areas: financial, physical, and administrative. Specific functions, duties, and responsibilities are determined by the management agreement, although most agreements will include at least the following functions. Reporting. Financial reporting to the principal is a fundamental responsibility of the property manager. Reports may be required monthly, quarterly, and annually. Required reports typically include an annual operating budget, monthly cash flow reports indicating income, expenses, net operating income, and net cash flow, profit and loss statements based on the cash flow reports and showing net profit, and budget comparison statements showing how actual results match the original budget. Budgeting. An operating budget based on expected expenses and revenues is a necessity for management. The budget will determine rental rates, amounts available for capital expenditures, required reserve funds, salaries and wages of employees, amounts to be paid for property taxes and insurance premiums, and mortgage or debt service. It will indicate the expected return based on the previous year's performance. Operating statements itemizing income and expenses are presented to the owner on a regular basis so that the owner can evaluate the manager's performance against the budget. Income. The total of scheduled rents plus revenues from such sources as vending services, storage charges, late fees, utilities, and contracts is the potential gross income. Subtracting losses caused by uncollected rents, vacancies, and evictions gives effective gross income. Operating expenses are subtracted from this total to show net operating income. When debt service and reserves, which are not counted as operating expenses, are subtracted, the result is cash flow. Expenses. Expenses may be fixed or variable. Fixed expenses are those that remain constant and may include operating expenses, regular maintenance costs, and administration. Variable expenses are those that may change from month to month or occur sporadically, such as specific repairs or capital expenditures. Capital expenditures. Expected expenditures for major items such as renovation or expansion should be included as a budgeting item. Large-scale projects are typically budgeted over a period of years. Cash reserve. A cash reserve is a fund set aside from operating revenues for variable expenses such as supplies, redecorating, and repairs. The amount of the reserve is based on experience with variable expenses in previous years. The property manager's responsibilities include seeing that the property is properly rented and tenanted. The manager may use the services of a leasing agent, whose concern is solely to rent the space. In such a situation, some of the manager's tasks may be performed by the leasing agent. Renting the property includes the following tasks, regardless of which party is actually performing them. Controlling vacancies. There are many possible reasons for vacancies in a building. Rent too high or too low, ineffective marketing, management quality, poor tenant retention program, image and appearance problems, or high market vacancy rate. Successful managers look for these factors and take steps to limit or counteract their effects. Marketing. Finding and attracting the right kind of tenants for a property is the aim of a marketing program. A marketing plan based on the property's features and the relationship between supply and demand in the market area, and consonant with the money available, will determine the best mix of advertising and promotional activities. The efficiency of marketing activities can be judged in terms of how many prospects per completed lease they generate. The lower the cost per prospect per lease, the more effective and efficient the program. Setting rents. Rental income must be sufficient to cover fixed expenses, operating expenses, and desired return on investment. But rental rates must also be realistic, taking into account what is happening in the market. The manager must consider prevailing rents in comparable properties, as well as vacancy rates in the market and in the property. The manager makes a detailed survey of competitive space and makes adjustments for the differences between the subject property and competing properties before setting rental rates for the property. Selecting tenants. To ensure that the property produces the desired level of income from the rent, it is essential to find the most suitable tenants. For the residential space, in addition to ascertaining the tenant's creditworthiness, the manager must be careful to comply with all federal and local fair housing laws. A manager, however, has the right to refuse to rent to a person who has a history of paying rent late, damaging property, fighting with other tenants, or spotty employment. Collecting rents. The lease agreement should clearly specify the terms of rental payment. The manager must establish a system of notices and records, as well as a method of collecting rents on schedule. As for monies received, the manager must follow trust fund handling procedures established by law and laid out in the rental and management agreements. If authorized by the management agreement, the manager may also collect security deposits and handle them as required by law. Maintaining tenant relations. Happy tenants remain in a rented space longer than unhappy tenants. High tenant turnover adds to increased advertising and redecorating expenses. For these reasons, it is incumbent on the manager to communicate regularly with tenants, respond promptly and satisfactorily to maintenance and service requests, enforce rules and lease terms consistently and fairly, and comply with all relevant laws, such as Fair Housing and ADA, Americans with Disabilities Act, regulations. Legal issues, Fair Housing, ADA, and ECOA. Fair housing laws govern landlords and tenants just as they do sellers and buyers. They ensure that persons receive fair treatment regardless of race, color, religion, national origin, sex, handicap, or familial status. Families with children must receive equal treatment with those who do not have children. Landlords cannot charge higher rents or security deposits because of the presence of children. Managers must make sure that their marketing and leasing practices are in accordance with fair housing laws. The Americans with Disabilities Act similarly requires landlords in certain circumstances to make housing and facilities available to disabled persons without hindrance. Familiarity with this law and with the latest state, federal, and local fair housing laws is essential. The Equal Credit Opportunity Act, which prohibits discrimination in lending, applies to how property managers evaluate potential tenants. The manager must be consistent in evaluating the creditworthiness of applicants. The same application forms and the same credit requirements should be used with all applicants. Property maintenance. Physical maintenance of the property is one of the property manager's primary functions. The costs of services provided must always be balanced with financial objectives and the need to satisfy tenant needs. The manager will also be concerned with staffing and scheduling requirements in accordance with maintenance objectives. Maintenance objectives. The foremost maintenance objective is generally to preserve the value of the physical asset for the owner over the long term. Although not every property is best served by vast expenditures on top-level maintenance, it is almost always important to maintain the viability of the property as a rental. Three general types of maintenance are required to keep a property in serviceable condition: routine, preventive, and corrective. Routine maintenance. Routine maintenance activities are necessary for the day-to-day functioning of the property. Regular performance of these activities tends to keep tenants satisfied, as well as forestall serious problems requiring repair or correction. Routine activities are such things as regular inspections, scheduled upkeep of mechanical systems, heating, air conditioning, restrooms, lighting, landscaping, regular cleaning of common areas, minor repairs, and supervision of purchasing. Preventive maintenance. Preventive maintenance goes beyond the routine in attempting to deal with situations that can become serious problems if ignored. Seasonal or scheduled replacement of appliances and equipment, regular painting of exterior and interior areas, and planned replacement of a roof are a few examples. Corrective maintenance. When routine and preventive maintenance fail, repairs and replacements become mandatory to keep the property operational. A boiler may develop a leak, an air conditioning unit may break down, an elevator may cease to function properly. Maintenance contracting. Depending on building type and size, tenant needs, and budgetary constraints, a manager may decide to hire an outside firm to handle maintenance services rather than hiring on-site employees. Efficiency, competence, responsiveness, and effective cost will be major deciding factors. Construction. Commercial and industrial property managers are regularly called upon to make alterations to existing space to accommodate a tenant's needs. They may also have to undertake or oversee construction that alters or expands common areas or the entire building itself. Again, such work may be contracted out or done by in-house employees. Tenant improvements. Alterations made specifically for certain tenants are called build-outs or tenant improvements. The work may involve merely painting and recarpeting a rental space, or erecting new walls and installing special electrical or other systems. In new buildings, spaces are often left incomplete so that they can be finished to an individual tenant's specifications. In such cases, it is important to clarify which improvements will be considered tenant property, trade fixtures, and which will belong to the building. Renovations. When buildings lose functionality, become functionally obsolescent, they generally also lose tenants, drop in class, and suffer declining rental rates. Maintenance becomes more expensive because of the difficulties of servicing out-of-date building components. Renovation may solve some of these problems, but the manager will have to help the owner determine whether the costs of renovation can be recovered by increased revenues resulting from the renovation. Environmental concerns. A variety of environmental concerns confronts a property manager, ranging from air quality to waste disposal, tenant concerns, and federal, state, and local environmental regulations. The managed property may contain asbestos, radon, mold, lead, and other problematic substances. Tenants may produce hazardous waste. The manager must be aware of the issues and see that proper procedures are in place to deal with them, including providing means for proper disposal of hazardous materials, arranging for an environmental audit, and undertaking possible remediation. Legal concerns, ADA. The Americans with Disabilities Act requires managers to ensure that disabled employees and members of the public have the same level of access to facilities as is provided for those who are not disabled. Employers with at least 15 employees must follow non-discriminatory employment and hiring practices. Reasonable accommodations must be made to enable disabled employees to perform essential functions of their jobs. Existing barriers must be removed when the removal is readily achievable, that is, when cost is not prohibitive. Managers must be aware of the laws and determine whether their buildings meet requirements. Risk management. Many things can go wrong in a rented property, from natural disaster to personal injury to terrorism to malfeasance by employees. Huge monetary losses for the owner, in the form of civil and criminal penalties, legal costs, fines, damages, and costs of remediation, can be the result. A manager must consider the possibility of such events and have a plan for dealing with them. Security and safety. A court may hold a manager and owner responsible for the physical safety of employees, tenants, and customers in leased premises. In addition to standard life safety and security systems such as sprinklers, fire doors, smoke alarms, fire escapes, and door locks, a manager may have to provide electronic and human monitoring systems, security cameras, security guards, and be prepared to take action against tenants who allow, conduct, or contribute to dangerous criminal activities such as assault and drug use. Insurance. Many types of insurance are available to allow for the shifting of liability away from the owner. An insurance audit by a competent insurance agent will indicate what kind of and how much coverage is advisable. Common types of insurance coverage for income and commercial properties include casualty coverage for specific risks such as theft, vandalism, burglary, illness and accident, or machinery damage. Liability coverage for risks incurred by the owner when the public enters the building, medical expenses resulting from owner negligence or other causes. Fire and hazard coverage for damage to the property by fire, wind, hail, smoke, civil disturbance, and other causes. Flood coverage for damages caused by heavy rains, snow, drainage failures, and failed public infrastructures such as dams and levees. Flood insurance is not included in regular hazard policies. Or contents and personal property coverage for building contents and personal property when they are not actually on the building premises. The owner may opt for a multi-peril policy which combines standard types of commercial policies and may allow special coverage for floods, earthquakes, and terrorism. Commercial policies include coinsurance clauses requiring the insured to hear a portion of the loss. Fire and hazard policies usually require the coverage to be in an amount equal to at least 80% of the replacement value. Owner's policies do not cover what is owned by the tenant. Tenants should obtain their own renter's or tenant's insurance to cover personal belongings. Handling of trust funds. Managers are responsible for proper handling of monies belonging to other parties that come into the manager's hands in the course of doing business. For property managers, such funds include rents collected from tenants, security deposits, and capital contributions from the property owner. State laws, usually incorporated into real estate commission rules and the state's real estate law, specify how a property manager is to manage trust funds. In general, the agent is to maintain a separate bank account for these funds, with special accounting, in a qualified depository institution. The fundamental requirements are that the owners of all funds must be identified, and there must be no commingling or conversion of client funds and agent funds. The Management Agreement. The Management Agreement establishes an agency agreement between manager and owner, as well as specifying such essentials as the manager's scope of authority, responsibilities, objectives, compensation, and the term of the agreement. Property managers are usually considered to be general agents empowered to perform some or all of the ongoing tasks and duties of operating the property, including the authority to enter into contracts. The agency relationship creates the fiduciary duties of obedience, care, loyalty, accounting, and disclosure. The contractual relationship ensures that the manager will strive to realize the highest return for the owner consistent with the owner's objectives and instructions. The agreement should be in writing and include at least the basics of any real estate contract as follows. Name of the parties. Property description. Term, time period, months, years, covered by the contract. Owner's responsibilities, management fees plus any management expenses such as payroll, advertising, and insurance that the manager will not be expected to pay. Manager's authority, the scope of powers being conveyed to the manager, hiring and staffing, setting rents, contracting with vendors, ordering repairs, limits on expenditures without seeking owner permission. Manager's responsibilities, specification of duties such as marketing, leasing, maintenance, budgeting, reporting, collecting and handling rents. Budget, amounts or percentages of revenues allotted for operations, taxes, insurance, capital expenditures, etc. Allocation of costs, who is to pay certain expenses, that is, which will be treated as expenses of the manager versus which will be paid directly by the owner. Reporting. How often and what kind of reports are to be made. Compensation. The management fee or other means of compensation to the manager. Equal Opportunity Statement. The HUD statement or equivalent concerning availability to all persons and classes protected by law, incorporated into the agreement in the case of a residential property. Rights, duties, and liabilities. Both the manager and the landlord have rights, duties, and liabilities under the terms of the management contract. How these are apportioned should be clearly stated in the agreement. Landlord. The landlord has the right to receive rent according to the agreement and to receive the premises in the specified condition at the end of the agreement term. The landlord and his or her agents may have the right to enter and inspect the premises, examine the books, hire and fire staff, and choose vendors. The landlord may retain or grant the power to enter into contracts, to set rents, and to select tenants. The landlord will have the right to terminate the management contract according to the terms of the contract. The landlord will have the duty to pay the agreed management fee and to make other such payments as detailed in the agreement. Manager. Depending on the degree of authority granted by the agreement, the manager may have the right to hire and fire, enter into contracts, and to perform routine management tasks without interference from the owner. The management has the duties described earlier: to maintain financial records and make reports, to budget, to find, retain, and collect from tenants, to maintain and secure the property, and to meet the owner's objectives. Leasing considerations. Owned and leased inclusions. The lease should set forth items that are excluded or included in the leased property. For instance, a residential lease may include built-in appliances, such as dishwashers, but exclude freestanding ones, such as refrigerators. Furniture may be included or excluded. At issue for the landlord is the cost of maintenance. If a refrigerator is not included, it does not have to be maintained by the property manager. Ownership also relates to insurance policies. One can only insure what one owns, so if a property item is destroyed by fire, the owner's policy will not provide any coverage for an item that is not included in the lease as belonging to the property. This may be of critical importance in a commercial lease where certain improvements might be owned by either the landlord or the tenant, according to the lease. The lease should also have clear rules about making alterations. If the tenant is not satisfied with an item that is part of the property, the lease may provide for the tenant to make changes, only with permission or with the obligation to return the premises to their original property of the landlord. Trade fixtures, by definition, belong to the tenant and can be removed when the tenant leaves. Like the grantor of a life estate, the grantor of a leasehold estate retains future interest in the estate. The lease grants a number of rights to the property, including, primarily, the right to enter, possess, and use the property for the term of the lease. The lessee does not enjoy the full bundle of rights to the property. When the lease expires, all rights revert to the original owner. When the lease expires, the lessee has no further rights in the property, and full ownership reverts to the lessor. Landlord rights and responsibilities. State law, often incorporating or modeling the Universal Residential Landlord-Tenant Act, prescribes rights and responsibilities for residential landlords and tenants. Rights. Commonly, the landlord retains a right of entry into the premises in order to perform needed repairs and maintenance on a property. The lease and/or the law may specify that a landlord may enter the tenant's property only under certain conditions. The landlord has the right to expect prompt payment of rent and adherence to building rules. At the end of the lease term, the landlord has the right to retake possession of the premises. In case of tenant breach or default, the landlord has the right to pursue the remedies provided by law, such as eviction, to take possession. Responsibilities. The landlord, by way of the property manager, is expected to deliver a property that is habitable. This means that the landlord, at the very least, must keep the heating, cooling, electrical, and plumbing systems in good working condition, keep floors, stairways, and railings safe and in good repair, provide pest control as needed, and repair roof leaks and broken windows promptly. Tenant rights and responsibilities. Rights. Beyond the right to quiet enjoyment, privacy, of a property received and maintained in a habitable condition, the tenant has other rights, depending on state law. For instance, a tenant may be able to take any of the following actions if a landlord fails to correct a problem that is the landlord's responsibility: move out without liability for back rent or the unexpired portion of the lease, or, after giving the owner written notification of an emergency situation, call a professional repair person and deduct the cost from next month's rent. Responsibilities. Depending on state law, a tenant generally must pay rent on time, follow the rules and regulations set by the landlord, give a 30-day notice when terminating a month-to-month lease, leave the unit in as clean a condition as it was at the start of the lease, keep the unit clean and sanitary, refrain from destroying or damaging the property, prevent others from destroying or damaging the property, and use the property and the rooms only for their intended purpose. Evictions. An actual eviction follows a procedure prescribed in state law and stated in the lease contract. The landlord must serve notice on the tenant a specified number of days before beginning the eviction suit. A court issues a judgment for possession, which requires the tenant to vacate. A court officer, such as a sheriff, may forcibly remove the tenant and possessions if the tenant refuses to vacate. The landlord can then enter and take possession. A constructive eviction occurs when a tenant vacates the leased premises and declares the lease void, claiming that the landlord's actions have made the premises unfit for the purposes described in the lease. The tenant must prove that it was the landlord's actions that were responsible and may be able to recover damages. Termination of a lease. Like contracts in general, leases may terminate in a number of ways. Principal among these are the following. See the chapters on leases and contract law for more information. Expiration. A lease with a term automatically expires at the end of the term. Agreement. The parties may agree to terminate the lease before the end of the term. Abandonment. The landlord may retake possession and pursue the tenant for default if the tenant abandons the premises and fails to fulfill lease obligations. The tenant's obligation to pay rent continues. Default or breach. A default occurs when either the tenant or landlord violates any of the terms or covenants of the lease. The damaged party may sue for damages, specific performance of the breached obligation, or cancellation of the lease. When the default arises from the tenant's failure to pay rent or maintain the premises, the landlord may sue for possession and for eviction. Before filing suit, the landlord must give proper notice and allow the tenant to remedy the breach. The most common form of landlord default is failure to maintain the property and provide services. The tenant may vacate the premises and declare the lease canceled if the landlord's default has made the premises unoccupiable. This action is called constructive eviction. Notice. A periodic leasehold or tenancy at will may be terminated by proper notice given by either party. Destruction. Property destruction is grounds for termination of the lease. Condemnation. Eminent domain proceedings terminate leases. Foreclosure. Foreclosure actions terminate lease obligations. Death. A tenancy at will terminates on the death of either party. The landlord's death terminates any lease if the landlord held the lease property under a life estate, since the landlord cannot convey an interest that extends beyond the landlord's life. Security deposit procedures. State laws, real estate commission rules, and the state's real estate law specify how a property manager is to manage security deposits. Such funds are normally held in a special trust account and may not be used for any purpose other than the intended one. Whether the deposit can earn interest and to whom that interest belongs are likewise prescribed by law. The law also prescribes when the deposit must be returned to the tenant and under what circumstances any of it may be withheld. The contract language should clearly state the rules, among other things, governing what happens to the deposit when the lease terminates. Chapter 24 Snapshot Review. Management functions. Main manager types. Individual broker or firm managing for multiple owners. Building manager, employed by owner or other manager to manage a single property. Resident manager, employed by owner, broker, or management firm to live and manage on site. Manager is a fiduciary of the principal. Duty to act in the principal's best interests may specialize in a property type. Needed skills: marketing, accounting, finance, construction, financial, physical, administrative services, specific functions determined by management agreement. Reporting: monthly, quarterly, or annually, annual operating budget, cash flow reports, profit and loss statements, budget comparison statements. Budgeting. Operating budget based on expected expenses and revenues, determines rental rates, capital expenditures, reserves, salaries and wages, projects income based on past performance and current market. Potential gross income. Total of scheduled rents plus revenues from other sources. Effective gross income. Total gross minus losses from vacancies, evictions, uncollected rents. Net operating income. Effective gross minus operating expenses. Cash flow. Net operating income minus debt services. Cash flow. Net operating income minus debt service and reserves. Expenses are variable and fixed. Capital expenditures are outlays for major renovations and construction. Cash reserves are set aside for variable expenses. Renting. Manager must keep property properly rented and tenanted. Vacancies managed by rent setting, marketing, tenant relations, and good service. Selecting compatible tenants and collecting scheduled rents are top priorities. Legal issues concern compliance with Fair Housing Laws, Americans with Disabilities Act, and ECOA. Property maintenance. Main consideration: balance between costs of services, owner financial objectives, and tenant needs. May be routine, preventive, or corrective, staffed in-house or contracted out. Construction. Tenant alterations, renovations, and expansion. Also, environmental remediation. Legal concerns. Americans with Disabilities Act applies to employers with 15 or more employees. Manager to determine feasibility of restructuring, retrofitting, new construction, or other alternatives to comply. Risk management. Risk ranges from natural disaster to personal injury, terrorism, and employee malfeasance, handled by avoiding or removing the source, installing protective systems, buying insurance, or self-insuring risk retention. Life safety systems include sprinklers, fire doors, smoke alarms, fire escapes, monitoring systems. Insurance includes casualty, liability, workers' comp, fire and hazard, flood, contents, consequential loss, surety bonds, multi-peril. Tenants need their own insurance. Handling of trust funds is a major risk area. Mishandling carries heavy penalties. Management agreement. Components. Names of parties, property description, lease term, owner's purpose, responsibilities, authority, budget, allocation of costs, reporting, compensation, equal opportunity statement. Rights, duties, and liabilities. Landlord: receive rent, receive premises in specified condition, enter and inspect, examine books, enter into contracts, hire vendors, set rents, pay management, comply with laws. The manager must hire and fire, enter into contracts, perform management tasks, maintain records, make reports, budget, collect rent, find tenants, maintain the property, meet owner goals, handle trust funds, and comply with laws. Leasing considerations. Lease types. For years, periodic, at will, at sufferance, gross, net, percentage, graduated. Owned and leased inclusions. Items included or excluded in the lease. Owner's insurance covers only what is included. Alterations to inclusions only with owner's permission. Inclusion also refers to financial items included as lessee's responsibility, such as operating expenses. Reversionary rights of owners. All rights of ownership revert to owner at the end of lease term. Landlord rights and responsibilities. Rights include the right to enter premises, receive payment, retake on termination, pursue remedies. Responsibilities include the responsibility to provide habitable conditions, maintain heating, cooling, electrical, and plumbing, and keep clean and in repair. Tenant rights and responsibilities. Rights include the right to quiet enjoyment, habitable conditions, right to take action for default. Responsibilities include the responsibility to pay rent, obey rules, give proper notice, return property in prescribed condition, use only for intended purpose. Evictions. Actual evictions. Prescribed legal procedure. Notice, suit, judgment, taking of premises. Constructive eviction. Tenant vacates on account of the landlord's failure to maintain premises. Tenant improvements. Ownership of and payment for improvements according to each agreement. Termination of a lease. Causes. Expiration, performance, agreement, abandonment, breach, notice, destruction of premises, condemnation, foreclosure, death of either party, tenancy at will, death of landlord, life estate. Security deposit procedures. Determined by state law, commission rules, agreement. Universal Residential Landlord-Tenant Act. Model law regulating lease language and lease terms, adopted by many states.